Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, it was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it. Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It's 7 a.m. in California. The temperature is about 67 degrees, partly cloudy. I sound like we're driving on a, or like we're riding in an airplane. I am your captain speaking. I'm Captain Brian Hammer Jackson. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are global and we're worldwide. If you'd like to call in the show, you may need the number. I'll give it to you. We got back on the air. Boy, did we do a lot. I mean, we tightened up some of the broadcasting platforms. The number to call in if you'd like to talk to the host, which is me, 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. We have broadened our advertising, and I know if you're new to the show that you probably don't know what we're advertising. I also do live interviews, which they will be coming shortly, but just to let you know the platforms that we're broadcasting on, we're live now on TuneIn, that's right, one of the biggest radio spots, Stitcher, live right now. Apple Radio, I think, because I know iTunes. I always get it confused. I thought iTunes was Apple, but anyway, iTunes, Apple Radio, we're live. And also we're live on SoundCloud. So those are the platforms that if you come on to the show, you'll be reaching those people too. You know, especially iTunes if you're a musician, I mean, and Apple. If you're a musician, you're going to love that audience. And same thing if you're an author. Today's top story is we can't bear an SBAR. We can't bear our diet faces. Women losing weight, gaining wrinkles, looking old. This is a sensitive subject because my girlfriend lost a lot of weight. Way too fast. And before we go on that story, because I'm going to go there, I want to thank two people. I had such a wonderful time talking to them. You might know them as the Morning Crew, and they're two, I call them precious and lovely people. I love them to death. Laverne and Melissa. We had, Laverne came on the show Friday, and we had a great talk, and we still do. Talk was so good that we carried it after the show, and I had the privilege of talking to lovely Melissa and, of course, the lovely Laverne. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you, Laverne, for coming to the show Friday, and I want to thank you, Melissa, for that great talk after the show. I had a terrific time with both of them, the original morning crew, Melissa and Laverne. Thank you so much. I love them. I love these guys. Well, these ladies, the original morning crew. Love them to death. Okay. So I already told you that we're expanding our platform, and you'll be hearing interviews. And if you haven't heard me do an interview, I'm pretty damn good. I'm pretty damn good. All right, our main topic right now. See, it kind of, I have to walk on in because my girlfriend is working out of the house until she gets back to work, and we're going to, but she lost a lot of weight. She lost 100 and something pounds fast, like, I don't know, within 5 months or whatever, really fast, really fast. But what happens when you, and I had to practice this word, and when you lose a lot of weight so fast, the, I had to practice this, and help me out, the elasticity, I hope I got it, of your skin, the tightness of your skin, does not come back. So you're going to have a lot of loose skins. I think you guys know what I'm talking about. I hope. The elasticity, you know, that's your tightness of your skin. Well, and then you develop wrinkles that you've never seen before because your face is getting a little looser. You know what I mean? And some women have these problems. And I noticed, I mean, love her to death. I mean, but I'm just saying a lot of people have this problem. A lot of women have these problems when you get a certain age. That's our top story today. And if you're one of those women, you can call in at 319-527-6099 because we're going to talk about that too. And here's what we're going to talk about. Well, here's the write-up. Here's the title. We can't bear our diet faces. Women losing weight, gaining wrinkles, looking old. There's an actress, she's been my favorite actress, Catherine Deneuve. She's a French actress. She said, women at a certain age, you have to choose between your face or your ass. And they all know it's true. Once you get past the age where your metabolism, you know, where it keeps the lumps and bumps at bay and your skin is too fresh, for wrinkles, you know, face for wrinkles, you can keep them at bay. You can't possibly keep your, but when you get older, you can't possibly keep both your face and your body in a state of youthful perfection. And we're going to talk about that. That's our main story. Our second story is, have you heard the new eye drops? Now, this is what's getting me on TV. Did you see the new TV commercial? I think it's called Vuitity. V-U-I-T-Y. Vuitity. This is the new eye drops that you see advertised, I know, in California, that you don't need your glasses. You just put these eye drops in your eyes, and everything clears up. They're advertising you don't need your glasses. You just put these eye drops in, and all of a sudden you can see all clearly. I'm going, wow. We're going to explore, is it safe, and what are the side effects on that? Because that caught my eye. They even have eye drops for your dog. So you're walking your dog, and the dog, instead of peeing on a tree, it bumps into the tree, you know, falling down. It can even be embarrassing, right? You're walking your dog, and your dog's just tripping over shit and bumping on shit. You know, they got eye drops for your dog. Can that even be healthy for the dog? Then we got some Hollywood stuff we want to talk about if we have enough time with J-Lo and Ben there. J-Lo and Ben. They got engaged, and can they make it without the fans being sick of them? It's kind of a coincidence. See, J-Lo has a movie coming out called Marry Me. Kind of a coincidence that she got engaged with Ben. At the same time, her movie comes out, Marry Me. Kind of makes you go, hmm. So J-Lo's been there. Let's see if they stay there. That's the best you're going to get from me in the morning, folks. I'm tired. So these are the stories that we're going to talk about. 319-527-6099. And again, we expanded our platform. You will hear us live on Stitcher, TuneIn, iPhone, iTunes, SoundCloud, and pretty soon iHeartRadio, believe it or not. I've been working hard. All right, before we go to our first story, I think, is this Mr. King? Is this Mr. King? Mr. King? 602.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, Brian. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mr. King. Hey, Mr. King, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I appreciate that, man. I really appreciate that, bro. I really do. Oh, yeah. I'm just, hold on one second. I'm hold on one second. I'm on my way to work. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, man, I'm just heading to work right now and working on my birthday, and I think that's a good thing because I'm making some money on my birthday, you know? Oh, thank you. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah.
Well, you know, I had the pleasure of Laverne came on the show Friday, gave me love, gave me support. I had the pleasure of talking to Melissa. I mean, we're all cool now and everything. I missed him, man. I really did.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm just a firm believer that you just can't cheat anybody in any old kind of way. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have to learn. You have to know when to be an adult. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that everybody is back cool. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. Well,
you know,
they were being the adult. I was being the child. You know, when you get all upset and everything, and you take your toys and you run away. I was being the, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you're going to work on your frickin' birthday.
You know, I'm just
what?
I'm just happy. I woke up this morning and got a chance to hug my children and all that stuff. You know what I mean? And that's what it's about to me. You know, my kids are like, Daddy, what you gonna do when you get off of work? I said, I'm coming to pick y'all up, and then we're going home. I said, I ain't doing nothing. I said, Friday, there's no school for everybody out here in Phoenix. And so I said, we might do something. I said, but, yeah, I'm not really worried about it, you know. I'm just happy to be able to be going to work, making some money and all that stuff, you know what I mean? So, and waking up to my kids this morning, you know. So everybody wished me happy birthday on Facebook and mother social media sites, and so that's good enough, you know what I mean? So, you know, I don't really ask for much, you know what I'm saying?
I know you don't. And the children are doing good? Are they doing really good?
Oh, yeah. They're doing real good. I had to get off the phone. I think it was Friday. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
When I was on with you, I got off early because I was, you know, attending to them. So, but, Yep, but everybody's looking at me funny because they're like, dude, you're going to work on your birthday. You're taking a bus to work on your birthday. They was like, what is going on? I said, for one, I said, I'm not doing anything anyway. I said, I'd rather be going to work on my birthday than, you know, having to stay at home and not really do much. And then I was like, well, why are you taking a bus, the city bus, if you got a car? I said, it's called saving money. You know, I ain't no Oprah Winfrey just yet, but shoot, even when I do get rich, I'm gonna be saving money.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
So,
I hear you. Gotta save that money.
Yeah.
And with you, are you still working at this? Are you still working with the school or?
I'm over at a new school right now, and. I'll be there to the last day of school, you know, and so I'm happy too because I get a chance to let all the children know to don't forget your education over the summer, you know. Try to keep yourself busy and everything. So when school starts back up, you know, you'll be back to learning, remembering stuff, you know what I mean? So man, it's pretty cool, you know. So
well, I just it's just hearing the morning crew again. It's hearing Melissa, hearing Laverne, hearing you. I mean, I know that we had, I mean, I love them. I'm going to be honest. I love Laverne. I love Melissa. I love you. I wish everybody just gets along. You know, I had, you know, the background. I had the little scare, and you just appreciate life, and you appreciate your friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
exactly.
trying to say?
Exactly.
It just,
I'm just a firm believer that if you're wrong, just admit it, apologize, and move on. You know what I mean? I just feel like
yeah, that's what I did.
You know,
and that's what I did.
They took a little bit too far. And, you know, there wasn't a day that went by that I didn't pray. I was like, you know what, I just wish we could all come back together because we really made the show what it is, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I left it in God's hands and I moved on, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah, God's good. They did. Laverne, Melissa, you,
Joe,
Stanley. You chose Stanley.
Yeah.
You guys made the show, man. You guys made the show.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find your happy birthday song. I can't find it in the studio. I don't know where it is.
All you gotta do is put on that 2 Chainz featuring Kanye West.
Damn. Well, I can't find. Okay, let's see if I got it here. Here we go. What's that, King?
Hey. Oh no, I was saying I hope you're having a good, wonderful morning this morning.
Thank you, sir. And this is for you because I know you're getting close to where you have to go. From our heart, here we go. This is for you.
We sing happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
I appreciate
that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anytime, man. Anytime. Oh, man. So what time you get off today? Around? See, you and I are on the same time now.
I get off at 4:30 this evening.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, so bad. I don't clock in until 8 o'clock, you know what I mean? So, I'll be able to stick on the phone with you for a little while, and then when I get ready to clock in, then, you know, I probably have to get off. But, yeah, you know, I'm just happy to be I'm happy to wake up and be on the show this morning. You know, I seen you shared the link, and I was like, okay, he's back now, you know. And, you know, and so I thought that was really good, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, I'm just really proud of you, you know what I mean, because, you know, you're taking on, like, those couple of gigs that you have and everything, and you know, you're still trying to work us in the schedule, and so I had those options because a lot of people would have been like, you know what, I'm gonna do these gigs first, and then come back to the radio show, and you know, you did those little gigs and the little bit of time
Thank
that you.
You
have, you know, you're on the show right
Thank
now,
you.
So that's what's up, you know. Oh yeah.
Why? Well, you guys are friends. It's more than a radio show. It's I come visit my friends. You know what I mean? And, you know, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can
very
help.
Welcome.
Maybe
very
you
welcome.
Can. Maybe you can help me with the news. I mean, you know, I try to prepare for the show, King. I try to prepare. So sometimes I'll turn on the TV and I'm half asleep. I'm hearing the news and I just don't get it. I mean, I'm hearing this Ukraine, and how many times can I see the babies die? How many times do I see the mess and the raping of the women? I mean, 24/7, you know, it gets to me. But I didn't see, so I usually will watch the news so I can get ahead of the game when I come on the air, but I didn't get a chance to. But something caught my eye, and you're not going to like it. Are you ready to hear this? Because this is going, this one fucked me up. Here we go right here. This is part of the news, and we'll talk about this, King, because this fucked me up. And here we go. This is the news according to ABC News. So it's not one of these weird channels. COVID is back. This is fucking me up. COVID is back? Are you kidding me? And King, help me out with this. This is a commercial, so I have to wait till this is over. Are you feeling that in Arizona, that people are starting to get all worried about COVID again? Because
I know right now. Actually, last Friday, they announced in some of the schools that they won't be wearing no masks.
Right.
So today is the first day where they won't be wearing any masks. And so, a lot of people, you know, a lot of people is worried, and a lot of people are like, you know, everybody's vaccinated. I wouldn't see why, like, I have to still wear a mask and why COVID will come back and this and that. And then you got those people who are conspiracy theorists, and they're like, you know what? This stuff was never real anyway, you know. And so, but yeah, everybody at all the schools out here, they don't have to wear masks anymore. And so,
yeah,
like I said, it's a lot of talk right now, you know, a lot of talk.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't know about that. Check this out. Check this out, King. Help me out with it. Here we go. Here we go. Listen to this.
Now testing positive for the virus as case rates are ticking up across the nation. Chief White House correspondent. More people who attended that gridiron dinner last week now testing positive for the virus as case rates are ticking up across the nation. Chief White House correspondent Cecilia Vega has the latest. Good morning, Cecilia.
Hey, Michael, good morning to you. Yeah, that elite dinner, it's attended by a who's who of Washington politicians and journalists. It turns out it's looking like a major super spreader event here in town. At least 72 positive cases so far potentially linked to that dinner. We're now talking about New York City Mayor Eric Adams. We're talking about members of the president's cabinet, the Ag Secretary, the Commerce Secretary, even the Attorney General. But look at this. It's not just that dinner. At least 23 lawmakers and administration officials tested positive just in the last week alone. So far, the good news, it seems most, if not all, are experiencing mild symptoms being vaccinated. But some have had close proximity with the president, including, you can see there, Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The White House says they are taking precautions to keep President Biden safe, including regular testing. He was last tested on Friday. But, Michael, they're now acknowledging that it is a possibility that President Biden could get infected.
Thank you, Cecilia. We're joined now by the new White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha. Dr. Jha.
Yeah. Now they're joined by a doctor. This doctor looked like he had COVID. Look at that. I mean, people are getting infected again. And I heard that the doctors are talking about wearing masks. Let's see if this guy wants to. Wait a minute. Hold on.
We're doing this morning.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me here.
And we know there are around 70 cases linked to that Washington gridiron dinner, which looked increasingly like a super spreader event. But everyone who attended, they had to be vaccinated. Is that not enough anymore?
Yeah, so, Michael, you know, what it reminds us is the pandemic.
We did what you said. We got vaccinated. We got our booster shot. We did everything you said. We said wear your mask. We've been wearing that fucking mask for, like, 6 months. Indoors, outdoors. You even said wear a mask inside your house. And you gave us this deal. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And now we find out that we're not fine because we're still catching the shit. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. I mean, my God, she did everything right, and she's still catching. And then they come out with, well, you know, this is supposed to keep you out of the hospital, and it's not supposed to protect you from everything. What the fuck? What the fuck? I mean, I did everything they told me to do. They said, Brian, I go, yeah. You know, COVID here. COVID was tempting me like the devil. I'm walking around, and then I hear him, hey, dude. I go, oh, who's that? He goes, I'm the voice in your head. I go, damn, I didn't know I had any more room for more, right? Because I already had my regular voices. I didn't know this new guy. I don't know where he came from. And he goes, I go, what's your name, dude? He goes, what's up? I'm COVID. I go, what? He said, don't even worry about it. I go, what? I said, and I don't like the dude, so when I went in and I got vaccinated, right? I got vaccinated. Because I don't like the dude. I want him out of my head. I did this, and I said, okay, he should be gone. I go, hey, dude, guess what? I go, what? You're back? He go, yeah, you miss me. miss me. I went in and got vaccinated twice. I'm going, you want that motherfucker out of my head? Oh, you think it's going to work that way? I go, yeah, it's going to work that way.
Yeah.
Not only that, I got boosters.
Well, the thing is, you know, we talk about this in church almost every Sunday, and the thing is that this is going to come, you know what I mean? Hey, thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day now. Yeah, like, it was going to come, you know? And the problem is that, when they placed, because I believe they placed the red locusts somewhere or whatever, and then everybody started talking about, uh-oh, the world's coming to an end. And I'm just a firm believer that that stuff was placed there, just like I believe that the COVID was injected from somebody in China, and whoever had it, they made them get on these different planes, and they made them go to different states and spread it. You know what I mean? And so I believe the government is just some dirty people. You know what I mean? And they really want this new world order crap to happen because they're ready to control us. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think. That's what I think it's all coming down to. You know what I mean? I mean,
I think that's really
what it's coming down to. And this is the reason why, when I was on Facebook back in the day, they was always tapping my phone and all that stuff because I was spreading this kind of information because I already knew what was going on. Because you got people from Bill Gates' camp, they link information. And so now Bill Gates gets to the point where he's leaking information and actually before the end of last year, he said that it was going to be another plague coming through, another virus, and it was going to be worse than COVID. So, you know, right now, I guess they figured, well, let's give these guys a break. Let's let them enjoy life, you know what I mean? And then we're going to hit them hard again, you know what I mean? So that's what they're doing right now, man. It's sad, you know? It's really sad. And they put Biden in office because they knew Biden was going to help take us into this new world order mess, you know.
Right.
So all I can say is that we all just got to stay prayed up and stay prayed up and be cautious, you know what I mean? Just like me personally, there's no damn inflation going on, you know. There's no inflation. Mm-hmm. What they're doing is they're cutting off some of the food. Because this is all planned, you know? All this stuff is planned. And then, too, it talks about it in the Bible, too, but all this stuff is planned right now, you know what I mean? They figure we're sucking off some of the food, they're having food shortages. I mean, it's a mess right now, man. It's a mess.
Right. Right. Because, I mean, I'm just tired of shit. And here, so this guy continues going because, you know, he's supposed to be an expert. And do you know what? I just want to play one more thing about ghost guns, too. What the hell is going on with these ghost guns? But I'm going to stay with the COVID for a minute. I think you're right, because here's the expert here. Here's the same guy. He's an expert on this morning. Listen.
Right, we're still going to see cases of this virus spreading, and we have to continue to be vigilant. We have to continue to be careful. But as long as people are vaccinated and boosted, we now have a lot of treatments available. Put that together, and the good news is no one out of that so far has gotten particularly sick, and that's what we got to be tracking, making sure that when there are outbreaks that we can take care of people and make sure that no one ends up in the hospital or worse.
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who spent time with President Biden and Vice President Harris last week, she tested positive on Thursday. And later that day, the Vice President presided over the Senate without a mask. And then we saw a maskless Biden meet with Judge Jackson. Was that risky?
A maskless Biden meeting with Judge Jackson. That's the first black or African-American woman judge that got to the Supreme Court. Can you imagine that headlines? Biden gives her COVID and she dies. The only black Supreme Court justice, and then Biden kills her with the COVID. Can you imagine that headline? My God, how do you bounce back from that? You know, I don't know. I don't know, but I don't know if we're going to start wearing masks again. I don't think I can handle that wearing a mask again, going back into a nuclear fallout where everybody's wearing a mask, where they don't touch you anymore. This is continuing the story.
CDC guidance on when you need to wear a mask.
Yeah, so there are very strict protocols here at the White House and elsewhere, obviously, for senior officials, including anybody who's had a known exposure as defined by the CDC following CDC guidelines. So I think that is clearly being followed, and I think that's important, right? I think it's important for us to continue to be vigilant, including if you've had an official exposure, to follow the response that the CDC has required.
And we know the Omicron variant, BA2, that's led to a rise in cases in Europe, and is now, it is the dominant variant here in the U.S. as well. We've typically followed Europe by a few weeks, and now infections here are on the rise in 21 states. So how concerned are you, and what do vaccinated people need to know about it?
Yeah, it's a great question. Couple of things. And first of all, as you said, we have tended to follow Europe by a few weeks. We are seeing cases rise. We're going to see cases rise and fall. I mean, that's part of the thing. What we know is for BA2, the vaccines are working really well, particularly if you're boosted. So if you're boosted, you're going to there are still...
Every time I think they're hearing that word boosted, it's like the old game show. If you're boosted, you know, it's like a little duck will come down. Boosted is the magic word and go cha-ching. You know, shut up. Let me tell you something. I can't tell you anything. Here's one more thing. And King, if you're still there and I'm looking at the time, here's another story about ghost guns. Check this out. This is scary shit.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, listen to this. Comment on this. Are you familiar with the ghost guns that are out there? Man, people are making guns.
No, this is my first time hearing it.
Oh, people are making guns on their computer. They're plastic computer guns. They're called ghost guns because they have no serial numbers and you can never trace it back. And you make the parts, the plastic parts, from your computer. People are making guns out of there. Here it is right here. Let me see. Out of their printer. Sorry, not their computer. The printer. Listen to this.
Gun violence and crime surging in big cities across America to levels not seen since the 1990s. The White House today is expected to unveil a new rule to regulate so-called ghost guns.
A ghost gun or privately made firearm is a firearm that can be made at home with pre-manufactured parts. You can order these on the internet. It takes some very simple machining, and you put it together, and it works just like a regular firearm.
Sources say for the first time since 1968, the Biden administration is set to change the federal definition of firearms to include unfinished gun parts such as frames and receivers. The new rule would require manufacturers and dealers who sell ghost gun kits and parts to be licensed by the federal government and run a background check before any sale. The rule would also require already licensed dealers to add serial numbers to any unserialized gun they plan to sell. Just this past Friday, police in New York say a teenager using a build-it-yourself ghost gun opened fire near a high school in the Bronx, killing a 16-year-old girl.
A gun is a firearm. It has to be sold by a dealer, but the pieces are not a firearm and don't have to be sold by the dealer. That's what we need to change.
In Philadelphia, police seized 571 ghost guns in 2021, compared to just 13 back in 2018. And in Santa Clara County, California, 293 ghost guns were recovered last year, compared to only 4 in 2015. President Biden promised action during his State of the Union address last month.
We'll do everything in my power
to... All right, there you go. There you go. Ghost guns, man. They're making them on their computer. They're killing people, shooting things. I don't know. I mean, we got to a point where you can get a computer, you can go online, you can get the parts, you can order the parts online, put it together, and go out and shoot people. And they're ghost guns because, again, there is no serial number on them. It's not traced to anyone. Gangs are using them. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Well, and then... You know, they're always trying to, Biden saying, well, we got to put a tag on them, or when you send the parts, they have to have serial numbers and whatever. I mean, then we learned that with our cars, that they just filed off the serial number from the car, and, oh, God, damn, that's what's happening. I mean,
Wow, that's crazy.
It is, right?
I mean, it's really going to be crazy if if they can actually use those and it can kill someone, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's crazy, you know.
It is some crazy shit. You know what's crazy? This man, King, this man was stolen at birth, and he was who steals? This man was stolen at birth, right? At birth, he turns to Chile, connect with family he never knew. So this is some of the stories that are just driving me crazy. Who steals somebody at birth? I remember back in the 70s where they were switching babies, just for the fun of it. They were just switching babies. You know, somebody gets born, and they're just, you know, let's just have some fun. Let's just switch this baby. And they're stealing babies.
Oh, wow.
It was just like, well, here's the story right here. Look, here's the story.
Hey, to reconnect with his birth mother, after finding out he was stolen shortly after he... Now to the story of a remarkable discovery, one man's journey to Chile to reconnect with his birth mother after finding out he was stolen shortly after he was born. Juju Chang has more on how this all unfolded. Good morning, Juju.
Good morning to you, Michael. Tyler Graff's birth mother says she was told her baby boy died in the maternity ward in Chile. It took 38 years for her son to uncover the horrifying truth. And we were there as Tyler traveled from Texas back to his birthplace for the first time. It was a bittersweet journey for sure, confronting a sinister history while connecting with a beautiful family he never even knew he had.
How did he know?
Who was Tyler Graff before all this began?
Just an ordinary 38-year-old American man. I have a wife and kids. I work for the City of Houston Fire Department.
He's
adopted by a very loving, caring family. I think it was just knowing that my story did start before I was adopted.
Wow.
So it's kind of like missing the first 5 minutes of the movie.
After becoming a father, Tyler began trying to learn about his birth family.
Okay.
Suddenly, a call he never expected.
Wow.
That must have been the shock of your life.
Yes. That's when they sat me down and told me who I was, how they know who I am, and what the true backstory really is.
Tyler had been stolen from his birth mother. She was told he died shortly after childbirth. The practice of coercive adoptions became widespread under dictator Augusto Pinochet's reign in Chile.
Augusto Pinochet from Chile. You know, when you have a dictator named Pinochet, you know something's up. Augusto, check him out. What? What's going on, Augusto? Wow.
Is how they know who I am and what the true backstory really is.
Tyler had been stolen from his birth mother.
Wow.
She was told he died shortly after childbirth. The practice of coercive adoptions became widespread under dictator Augusto Pinochet's reign in Chile during the 70s and 80s. Thousands of babies taken, trafficked around the world through a complex network that included hospitals, the Catholic Church, and the Chilean government.
Judges.
Well, to be fair, if you got a small government, you do need an export business. I mean, you got to bring money into the country. I mean, you know, coffee cannot support you alone, you know. But let me hear what Mr. Pinochet says. Gusto.
Doctors, midwives, social assistants.
Yeah.
They were all involved.
The American families, like Tyler's, say they had no idea that the baby they'd adopted had been stolen.
They should, like, put a baby alarm or tag the baby when they're born, you know, so that you can just push a button and the alarm goes off inside the baby so you can know it's your baby in the hospital. I don't know what's going on there, but I think that's a good idea to have, like, a baby alarm that you tag the baby as soon as they're born. But here we go.
When Tyler's birth mother, Hilda Casada Godoy, realized that the baby boy she last laid eyes on in 1983 was actually alive, she couldn't believe it.
Quería gritar. Me cuestioné muchas cosas. El pensar si él estuvo con cariño, comía bien.
I don't speak much Spanish, but what I can gather is I was laying in bed, and I was giving birth, and when I woke up, baby was gone. There was a note saying that it was a suicide note from the baby. I don't like this world, so I'm just going to crawl away and kill myself. I mean, that's that's a translation I got from speaking a little Spanish I have, but let's see what she says.
Si pasaba frío.
Now, Tyler is heading to his birthplace, Chile, for the first time.
Wow.
You're still in Chile.
Hi.
Tyler meeting the sisters he never knew he had.
Right.
Their family, home, for the first time.
If anyone's going to catch anything, it's my mom. They say she'll outfish anybody.
Transported, if only for a moment, to a life that could have been.
Right.
Be a good mother. It doesn't take a fancy house. It doesn't take money. It's pretty simple. It's open arms and a huge heart filled with nothing but support and love.
So many profound revelations, and they're planning many more family reunions. But
sure.
After his life-changing discovery, Tyler is now helping others find their families. In fact, he started a foundation, Connecting Roots, and he even brought DNA tests with him back to Chile so that other mothers searching for their...
Good for Tyler. You know, he's lucky he was stolen, because they're showing us where his family is. It's a poor little town in Chile. There's no way in hell that he would have became a firefighter in Chile. So, you know, in Chile, in the poor area, he may become a drug dealer or something. So Tyler got lucky. God was watching after him that says, you know what, I'm going to leave this family. I'm going to go into an orphanage. The nice people adopted me. I become a firefighter, you know, and that's it. You wouldn't have a chance of doing that in Chile. Hell no. So anyway, that's a happy story. I don't know how people, I still say they should have baby alarms and tag your baby as soon as they're born, you know what I mean? Just tag them in the ass and clap twice,
yeah.
You know where your baby is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know out here in Phoenix, Arizona, when I had all three of my kids, they had, they put the little alarm things around their legs,
mm-hmm.
and they would have they had the baby room. You had to sign in and sign out, you know what I mean? Like, everything had to match up before you could walk out with the baby, you know what I mean? But
right.
When I think my kids was born, I kept a lookout, you know what I mean? So I kept a lookout, and I...
Did you really?
You know, I was always watching mine.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't really... After watching that one movie, it was this one movie where this lady was kidnapping babies and stuff. After
right.
I watched that movie, I said, I know that shit still happens today. And I'm like, man, I'm going to watch my kids, you know. So, yeah.
I hear you, man. I didn't know that shit still goes. I guess babies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Newborn babies. Right.
Yeah.
Then
you got, the workers. You got the workers. You got the workers
yeah.
that go in. And they be wanting the child so bad that they, you know, they. Crazy, man.
It is crazy, man. Because you're absolutely right. I forgot what they did. I hear sometimes they put a ribbon on you. You're saying, right, they put a bracelet on you or something. I don't know. I don't know, to make sure that the babies don't get mixed up and you got the right baby. And I didn't know it was a big thing. It seems like it's a big thing out there. And, you know, when you're in entertainment business, you're in the entertainment business, King. You know what's going on. And people think once you make it, you're happy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's going on with Johnny Depp, you know, and his ex-wife. You know, she's an actress. She's really hot. They're suing each other for $50 million because they're all saying shit about each other, you know? He's not a happy guy. It's only how long is this thing? Because I want you to, since you're in entertainment business, tell me your take on this. It's a minute. Tell me what you think on this.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard enters a new phase today as the two sides face off in a Virginia courtroom. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million, claiming she defamed him. The trial is expected to feature a long list of celebrity witnesses, including Elon Musk and James Franco.
Apparently there's some sort of high-toned and fancy to-do up at the fort, eh?
The Pirates of the Caribbean star filed the lawsuit against Heard in 2019 after she published an op-ed in the Washington Post writing from the perspective of, quote, a public figure representing domestic abuse. The op-ed does not identify her ex-husband by name, but lawyers for Depp say Heard damaged his reputation, claiming that because of the allegations of abuse, Mr. Depp lost movie roles and faced public scorn.
If there are enough indicators that the person she was making reference to is Johnny Depp, that would be sufficient for his lawsuit to move forward.
Heard's lawyers call the lawsuit frivolous, saying they will prevail in defeating this groundless lawsuit. The former couple's saga dates back to 2016, when Heard submitted photos of herself with a bruised face in court as she obtained a restraining order against Depp. He called the abuse claims categorically false, claiming they were a hoax to generate publicity for Heard's career. This weekend, Heard defended the Washington Post op-ed, writing, "I never named him. Rather, I wrote about the price women pay for speaking out against men in power. I continue."
See, that was the trick. See, she said she never named him. If she never named him and they were together, people could assume, what did you do? Oh, see, now I'm on his side. She's like, well, I never named him. Well, if you never named him, then he didn't do it. Why would you write an op-ed about, and everybody knew that you and Johnny Depp had a bad relationship, but you just happened to write abusive story about a man, and he got upset because you guys are connected to each other, but then when you got busted, you said you never, well, oh, come on. Let me hear this again.
Weekend, Heard defended the Washington Post op-ed, writing, "I never named him. Rather, I wrote about the price women pay for speaking out against men in power. I continue to pay that price."
Oh, ooh.
Claiming they were a hoax to generate publicity for Heard's career. This weekend, Heard defended the Washington Post op-ed, writing, "I never named him. Rather, I wrote about the price women pay for speaking out against men in power. I continue to pay that price." In 2020, Depp lost a lawsuit against a British tabloid that labeled him a, quote, wife beater. He and Heard are both expected to testify at this trial.
See, I have to be on his side because, one, she wrote this. By the way, you saw her in some movies. She's okay. She's a good actress. We got her, Amber Heard. She's a good actress. There's that one video where he got upset and her yelling. She claimed that he attacked her. I don't condone any kind of violence, especially domestic violence or anything like that. But when you're an actress and you have a publicist and you have, you know, you're not, listen to this. I learned to practice this word. Relevant. How's that? And your publicity or your publicist will put you in, Hollywood does it all the time, put you in some kind of scandal and everything that you're connected to a big actor and all of a sudden you're relevant. And when he's complaining that, now the dude lost a lot of films because he was up for a lot of films. Is that what he was doing? But they kind of blackballed him for a while because of that culture that's going on, and he lost a lot of work, labeled as a wife beater, an abuser. He lost a lot of work and a lot of money, so this is not a joke. And when he's complaining about an op-ed that you did, and your only defense is, "I never named you," what kind of bullshit is that? Because if you did, if it was Johnny Depp that's abusing you, say the name. If you said, "Well, I never named you. I'm just talking about women who are being abused," you knew what was going on. You wanted to hurt this man's career. This is not good. So he's suing her for $50 million. She's counter-suing him for $50 million, and it's a wash. Who's going to get rich? The lawyers. That's it. There you go. King, I know that you got to get ready to go. It's your birthday, my friend. Do you want to say anything before you go? There's some topic on your mind that you want to talk about?
I think that story article is pretty crazy, you know.
Right.
I mean, when you're in the spotlight like that, that's what happens, you know. And that's what happened. They'll try to come at you different directions, and they'll try to get whatever dollar they can out of you.
Right.
So that's a whole nother story.
Yeah, I remember this story,
but I think,
man. Go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I know one of my favorite movies from him is the Edward Scissorhands movie. That's pretty good.
Oh, did
you
like that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm not a Johnny Depp fan. I didn't get into the Caribbean, that kind of thing. To me, he was doing an imitation of Richards from the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards. I couldn't get into the Pirates of the Caribbean. He did one with June and whatever. That was pretty good. I liked him in 21 Jump Street. That's when I think he did his best work, 21 Jump Street. You might be too young for that. It's a series that he was on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's a good actor, though. I like him. He's a good actor. He is. Oh, you know what? King, this happens. So I go on Twitter, all right? And you're going to have to help me with this one. So I go on Twitter, you know, just searching what's going on, you know, what's tweeting and what's going viral. And I see Pastor Don.
Mm.
Did you see that video of Pastor Don doing amen? He was going amen in that video, and he was doing church at his house or something. I'm going, what the hell?
No, I don't really fool with him, you know. He sends me links to get on his radio shows and stuff, but
right.
I don't really fool with him, you know. I mean, I say hi and bye and keep it moving, you know. As business wise, I can't really support him business wise, you know. All I could say is substance abuse and all that stuff. It'll tear you up, and that's what happened to him, you know.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't understand the video. It was like he was, I guess he was preaching. Everything he was preaching, like, amen, amen, I'm here today, amen, I am. I'm glad you're all here, amen, amen. And then he was singing Glory Hallelujah, amen. And he had a couple of people there. And I go, have you ever seen him preach? Because you go to church. You've seen preachers preach. I don't know.
I mean, he has a video. He had a video or something like that on he had a video or something like that on YouTube, and where he was preaching everything. And back then, when he was, you know, when I seen that, he looked it like he was, you know, sober or whatever. But you know, I don't really fool with him too much. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's about it.
I'm thinking that he's going to be okay. I know we had some, you know, we had some scrapes and some misunderstandings. You know, I don't want to wish anybody no bad luck, but I'm just trying to say that's the first time, you know, that's the first time I saw him. I'm just wondering, okay, all right.
Morning.
You got a nice little gig going. Oh, you got to go, man. I don't want to get you in trouble. Hey, this is Mr. King Webb.
I'm not clocked in yet.
Yeah. What time is it?
But it's only 7:52. Yeah.
Okay. You're one of those clockers. Look at the clock. Yeah. Are you one of those? I used to do that. It's like, all right, I'm here at 7:59. I got 30 seconds left. All right, I got 45 seconds left. I think I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I say hello to Shaniqua. I got about 10 seconds left. Hey, what's up, girl? Oh shit, I got clock in. Oh man, I would like that. I don't have it. I put it in here. I wanted you to hear it. When I put in Don, it came out Pastor Don Jr. and Donald Trump's son came up.
Oh wow!
Is it Don? Shit. Mm. Anyway, I just thought that was something. I was thinking, I'm going, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. I just don't fool with him because he's done a lot of bad business, and I don't want to be associated with that kind of stuff, you know. So.
Right.
You know. So. But I just pray he gets himself together. You know what I mean? But. Everything that he did, he hurt himself, and it's catching up to him. And it's like, dude, you didn't have to do that, you know. But
right.
I just wish him the best of luck. You know, that's all I can do.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know. As we get older, we gotta forgive, right? I don't know what he's doing, and I'm thinking that I hope he's whatever he's doing. And I forgot who put this up. It was somebody. It wasn't him who put it up. It was one of his winning team people that put it up, I think. And they were at the church. Well, whatever, whatever. Just wanted to, you know, give you a shout out and let you know what's going
yeah.
on there. 'Cause he's on my.
Oh yeah.
He's on
oh, yeah.
my Twitter. You know. He has like 11,400 followers. He's working it on Twitter. It's just 11,400 followers. You know what I mean? Wow. What do you think? You think that's real, King? You think that's real, or you think he bought some of those things? Oop, I think I lost King. And he's getting ready to go to work.
I think it's real. But
okay.
a lot of these people, you know, they forget about it, and you know they're going about their business. And so, you know, that's what I think. But yeah, I think a lot of his followers are real. But you know, a lot of people they get away from Twitter and they don't come back. So
right.
And then too with the business that he does, you know, that kind of draws people away from it too. So he's trying to revamp. His company, but I just think he needs to just hang it up, you know. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you
but
know, it's funny.
Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, King. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yeah, I just want you guys to, I want you to have a good day. I want everybody to have a good day. I'm getting ready to get off of here.
All right, man. Make it a good day. Make it a good day, King.
I will.
Thank you, man.
And
thank you so much for coming on. That's King Webb, everybody. Doing his thing, taking care of his daughters, doing the right thing. I hope I hear that voice again tomorrow or something. And that goes King. All right, I made a deal with Blog Talk is really screwing me up. When I was on the air Friday, it killed some of my minutes, and I'm still having problems with them. So I don't know how much minutes I have left. Let's just go with an hour, and we got some stories to tell. Here we go. And good luck to King, his birthday. Our main story, we can't bear our diet faces, women losing weight, gaining wrinkles, looking old. And it's true. What Catherine Deneuve, what she's talking about is you get to a certain age, you got to choose between your face and your ass. And once you get past the age where your metabolism just keeps the lumps and the bumps at bay and your skin is too fresh, you know, your skin is too fresh face for wrinkles, you can't possibly keep them both. So what are you going to do? And it's Vuity, V-U-I-T-Y, which caught my eye. It claims that you don't need glasses and that you can see clearly without them. But is there any harm about this? Because I know that's on my commercial here in California. And then, you know, the J-Lo and Ben thing. And so that's what's coming up. That's what's coming up on Brian Hammer Jackson Show. We're going to take our first break here. 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. And that's the number that'll get you in the studio. That's the number you talk to me. We are now broadcasting. I know we did it before, but I did a lot of promotion now. We are now broadcasting live from TuneIn, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Apple Radio, iTunes. I don't know if they're the same, but anyway. I mean, all those platforms, I've been heavily promoting the show and heavily advertising it. So, my God. We're all over the place, so they're hearing us live there. And I am going to be interviewing. I do great interviews. That's what people say. So all next week, I'll be interviewing people. And if you like to be interviewed, you can reach me at, here's my email, Hammer, A as in Apple, O as in Oscar, D as in David, That's Hammer, A as in, wait a minute, did I say A as in Apple, O as in Oscar, D as in David, at gmail.com. If that's what, if you want to get on my airways and you want to get interviewed, give me an email. On Twitter, you can reach me at Hammer, A-O-D. That's my Twitter. Facebook, Brian Hammer Jackson. You'll see that, you know you're on the right page when you have Brian Hammer Jackson where it says Hammer House, because my other old page will pull up, which I cannot get my information on it. So Hammer, Brian Hammer Jackson, and you'll see where it says Hammer House. That's the current page. The other one, somebody took. Let's see. So that's my Facebook. I gave you my Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn at Hammer AOD. So you can reach me with all those things. I'm not on your TikTok yet, but you can reach me there and also on my email, because we got a special thing coming up. If you're a business person, now that we got all these platforms, we got a lot of things going on, especially if you're a musician. All right, we're going to take our first break and come back with our first main story, because I don't even know how much time I have left anymore. We can't bear our diet faces, women losing weight, gaining wrinkles, looking old. Is this happening to you, ladies? There's a something going on, and that new drug called Vuity, V-U-I-T-Y, man, who's claiming that you don't need glasses anymore, and you just put these eye drops in your eyes, and you can see clearly as whatever. Is it safe? Come right back. We'll be talking about that. All right, everybody. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network, and I want to thank Mr. King for coming in. He's doing his thing. He's one of the original morning crew. And that's it. Let me play you a song so I can take a quick break. I quit smoking, but I still got to drink coffee. Wow. How's that? And it's hard to quit smoking. All right. Let me hear an ID. Listen to this ID.
What's up, everybody? This is JC, a.k.a. Triple Threat here. And when I get my crazy fix, I tune into Hammer 96.7 weekdays, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
Hey, this is Torito with Triple Threat Productions. When I want to get my crazy fix, I tune into Hammer 96.7 weekdays, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
You take us out to Papa Do's, and don't forget about San Antonio. The last time I went through, I took three bras home. And much love to the brothers in Austin. And the 512, I'm flossing and lossing. A fate that's as big as hell. And I spot two badass girls in a turf sale. They said, and I said, what's up? And I said, giddy up, you turn. What's up, Phoenix? What's up? What's up, Phoenix? What's up,
Phoenix? Jump on it.
The girls as fine as California. Speaking of Cali, check your Mac Daddy. He got game and he knocks A from Redding to the Valley. And I can pull him on a TJ border. I even knock Mr. G's daughter. Hey, come on up to the 702, where it's legal to gamble. And hoeing is too. the kind of city I could run with. Las Vegas, Navidad, I love it. Back to the 206, double up my grit to see town, giving po-po fit. Chasing these skirts like a player's a poster. 348, bro, so run! Mike, we rose in about 11. The gut getter got a good old 9. The next day I got a match to the 305. I get G'd like I want it in Miami. You understand me, I put it on my grandma. And swing on up to the 813 around Tampa, dialing up Stephanie. She got me polished like chrome, sitting on a throne. I'm wore out now, I'm going home. What's up, KC? What's up? What's up, KC? What's up?
Have a good day. Y'all own it.
Virginia, jump on it. That's right. Same thing. What's up, Massachusetts? What's up, Maine? What's up? Maine, jump on it. Jump on it. All right. There you go. Break's over. Oh, God. In the morning, I got to get used to this. You know, something interesting. As I close things down, these two girls are on Meet the Youngest U.S. Women on Death Row. How much is this, 5 minutes? Okay, this is like part four of six. These are two girls on Death Row right now. What's in their heads?
Two young women come down the hall, waving, smiling together like girlfriends.
Hi, honey. How are you?
They are Tiffany Cole, now 33, Amelia Carr, now 30. Two separate crimes, two separate lives until they became neighbors on the notorious corridor.
Do you call it death row?
No, we call it life row.
It's life row.
Mm-hmm.
Life row?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because we're not dying, we're living.
Do you ever think of...
One of them have a black eye. They look like they're maybe now, they look like they're maybe 15, 16. Well, they say women on death row, so they had to be maybe 18, 19. One has a black eye when they're doing this interview. And here you go. They call it life row. Okay, all right, call it what you want. You're going to sit down sooner or later and you get the needle. But here we go.
It's life row.
Mm-hmm. Life row?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because we're not dying, we're living.
Do you ever think I might be executed?
No, you can't have that mentality. Because that means you've accepted
you've already
it.
You've already died.
Yeah,
you've
already
dead.
Have that mentality.
What kind of mentality is when you killed somebody? What did you get in? Why are they doing life in prison? They're in prison in Lowell Correctional Institute in Florida. Okay, let's find out.
Two women, neither of whom had ever spent a night in jail before. Living life so familiar, Tiffany played the flute in high school, cheerleading, Girl Scouts. Amelia, book smart, and says she modeled and was in the school Marines. Both say they were sexually abused as children and both met the wrong guy. Tiffany says she barely knew her boyfriend.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. And had you ever been in trouble?
Mm-mm.
It is hard to connect the face in these photos to the horrible crime committed with her boyfriend and his friends, neighbors of her family, first robbed, then buried alive in a grave.
Wow. I didn't know what was coming, and that's all.
You didn't know, what do you mean you didn't know what was coming? You had the shovels in the back. What do you think you're burying the shovels for, dog poop? You robbed these people. You dug the grave. You buried them alive, and you didn't know what was coming? Really? 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 Shut up. That's why you're behind bars, because you're that stupid. You didn't know what was coming? What do you think the shovels were for? I mean, when you robbed these people, what do you think? What do you think was going to happen? Really? All right, here's our story, and see if you buy it. Of course, it sends back to being molested, and hear their story.
All I'm going to say about that.
Her lawyer told the horrible crime committed with her boyfriend and his friends, neighbors of her family, first robbed, then buried alive in a grave.
I didn't know what was coming, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Her lawyer told the court Tiffany Cole thought the grave was for items they were stealing.
Yeah, it's just some innocent thing. We thought we were going to steal some islands. Come on. Who knew that we were going to bury somebody alive and you can hear them screaming with the dirt in them and you didn't have the guts to uncover them and say this is wrong and help them. But, you know, I didn't know that was going to happen. We thought we were just going to steal some shit. What's going on? I mean, people are a little bit too sensitive, don't you think? I mean, give me a break. Here she goes, her story.
He also talked about that sexual abuse by her father and her drugs, her mental and psychological problems.
Well, I mean, if your father's getting spanking that ass, you know what I mean, and the drugs, and I mean, there's other things to do when you grow up besides, you know, buying shovels and burying people. I understand that's rough, but you know, you just don't go around stealing shit and digging holes and burying people alive. But okay, so these are old neighbors, by the way. I kind of feel bad for her. She's wearing a big shirt, says Diva. Maybe we should give her a break. She had a hard life, you know what I'm saying?
I didn't know what was coming, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Her lawyer told the court Tiffany Cole thought the grave was for items they were stealing.
Yeah.
He also talked about that sexual abuse by her father and her drugs, her mental and psychological problems. The jury saw a damning photo after the crime. They convicted her.
I am not the same person anymore.
Of course you're not. Of course you're not the same person. You're in a cage. You cannot be the same person. Look at you with your mental illness problems. I mean, my God, of course you're not the same person. That's why we're not letting you get some fresh air. Here you go.
I have peace. I have joy. I have a sound mind.
And Amelia, the youngest one.
You have a 4x9 cell. Yeah, for the rest of your life. You're on death row, girl. That little chair is waiting for you. They got it from IKEA, which means I kill you. But just for you to think about you living, you're not on death row, you're on living well. So the I kill you machine is like I kill ya. It sounds a lot better, like that Swedish little company. I hope they fry your little ass. But here we go. I mean, again, she's been abused. I mean, we got to lay back. Maybe I'm a little bit too harsh. Listen to her story. I mean, she may be a victim.
Woman on death row convicted of another horrifying murder, helping her boyfriend suffocate his wife with...
Whoa! Okay, so much about feeling sorry for your stupid ass. Helping your boyfriend suffocate his wife? Let me see. On a scale of crazy and mental disorder... But she was. I mean, these are the things I'm weighing out, but you were molested as a child. And you did have some drugs. But you killed his wife? Wow.
Peace. I have joy. I have a sound mind.
Really?
And Amelia, the youngest woman on death row, convicted of another horrifying murder, helping her boyfriend suffocate his wife with duct tape and plastic bag.
Wow.
There is a police tape of Amelia after her boyfriend confessed she's 8 months pregnant with his child.
Wow. She said he asked me to try to snap her neck. I was shaking so bad. These are subtitles.
I'm shaking.
She admits she was there, but says not when the wife was actually killed. Her lawyer argued there was no physical evidence that she had even touched the duct tape. But when the judge gave her her sentence, he called her cold and said, may God have mercy on your soul.
The duct tape.
You know, the duct will get you. The duct will get you. You know, wow, what can make girls do this, man? A human being do it. Bury you alive, kill your own. I mean, what can make a human being do this to another human being? This is sick shit. I don't have the answer for this. But remember, she was molested. She was on drugs. Should we give her a pass? I mean, here we go.
What do you feel? In what aspect?
Huh? She asked you, what did you feel when you killed that woman? And you say, in what aspect? What?
Like reflecting?
Yes. They say they are reluctant to talk details of the crimes because they're both appealing their sentences.
It's hard to answer because it's like I wasn't where all that happened.
Okay. Who was there then?
But looking back,
yeah,
and thinking about what she had to go through,
right.
And, you know,
right,
what her family is enduring is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And they asked some questions of us about the justice system. A study estimates 1 in 25 people on death row is innocent.
Wow, 1 in 25 on death row is innocent.
...cent of the crime. And 75% have no money for private lawyers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true because I guess rich people don't kill people.
Amelia says she had no money, but her boyfriend hired a high-powered attorney. He got life, she got death.
Mm.
How many rich people are in prison?
A lot. It's called federal prison.
Seriously.
It's called federal prison, white-collar crimes, finance, money laundering. There's a lot. But go ahead.
On death row, life sentences, we're all people.
What?
He got life, she got death.
How many rich people are in prison? Seriously.
On death row, life sentences,
we're all people who are either minorities or didn't have any money. Unfortunately, equality is an illusion.
That's true. We usually kill the minorities and white girls, little white girls, privileged white girls, delusional white girls, mentally ill white girls, and we put them on death row because they don't have any money. It's so true. You know, it is. I cannot tell you how many people on death row don't have any money at all. I mean, it's a shame. It's just a damn shame. I mean, we paid for the chair and everything. I mean, that chair is expensive. You know, when we turn on electricity, can you imagine that bill? I mean, my God, it's just a shame. And we forget that we buried people alive. Forget that we smothered them and killed them. Let's get to the real point here. It's just injustice how poor people who commit these crimes, commit these murders, have to go to death row, and people with money don't commit these crimes, and they don't. It's just a damn shame. The system needs to be changed. I say more people who are poor that commit murder should have a fair trial with a very high-powered lawyer that can possibly get him off. I really believe that. These people that are not murderers, they're just poor. Injustice for the poor. That's what I believe. Here we go.
And before we leave, she has another question. This one about TV.
I have a question. Why do you think there's such a desire to make women look so bad in the media?
You know, that's a good question. Why is there a desire that makes women look bad in media? That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe you killed someone? That can look kind of bad. I mean, even on a park card, I mean, if you came home from school with a park card, like maybe you got a B in English and you got a C for science, but you got an A in murder, you know, it's not fair to have women who've done something wrong go on TV. You make them look bad. Why is it? Why is it that people want them, it makes them look bad? That's what she said.
TV.
I have a question. Why do you think there's such a desire to make women look so bad in the media? You know?
They watch endless crime stories about women who kill.
Like Jodi Arias, you know, that thing went huge. I don't understand. Why does America want so bad to feed off of this negativity?
The young women get up to go back to their cells 24 hours a day, except for the three times a week they're outside on concrete for 2 hours. In a different building, the chamber where Florida executes death row inmates. Across America, there have been 5 executions of women in the last decade, another one scheduled for Monday. And when we contacted the victims' families in both these crimes, they told us they believe the death penalty is right. The women said they will go back to their books and their prayers.
And praising God in the process, you know, and just showing people we're people.
It's not over. There is forgiveness and there is...
Yeah, we're people. And so were the people you killed were people. And you want to praise God. What were you thinking about God and forgiveness when you buried those people and stabbed those people and took their money and everything? Yeah, we're going to... God's going to forgive our sins, and praise God. And, wow. I guess being mentally ill when you're on death row, something like that, can really help you get through the next day.
With hope.
Oh, there you go. When women kill. I don't even know how much time I have here. What time is it? Because, again, I don't know, but I'm going to go on with our story. So I'm going to take a quick break, set up the story. When we come back, we can't bear our diet faces, B-E-A-R. We can't bear our diet faces. Women losing weight too fast or getting wrinkles. There's one woman who is kind of heavy. She says, I'm going to remain heavy because if I lose the weight, I don't want my face to look all wrinkly. So I'm going to keep my diabetic self tight. You're going to be surprised how this is in our country right now. You're going to be surprised. We'll be right back. Only 2 minutes. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network, 96.7 BT Radio. The number is 319-527-6099. We're streaming live in Stitcher. Tune in Apple Radio, I think, SoundCloud, Blog Talk, a lot of other places. Been promoting it like hell. If you want to get on the air, 319-527-6099. And we'll be right back with our main story, okay? Here we go. We'll be right back.
But
on Friday Hammer Jackson Show. Yeah. Juicy. Like I promised you. Yeah, look at that. Here we go. We can't bear our diet faces. Women losing weight. Women, ladies, are you having that problem? Do you fear that problem? Do you feel that you're a certain age? Okay, I understand the yoga. I understand downward dog, blah, 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 blah. When you get a certain age, I'm thinking over 45. That's what I'm thinking. Or maybe when you have the baby, I'm not quite sure. I never had a baby. Never had a wife that had a baby. But you know how hard it is to lose that weight, I guess, that baby fat weight. You get the stretch marks. You get the varicose veins, blah, blah, blah. But this is different. A lot of women now in their 50s, over, I would say 45 over, you start losing weight, but you lose it fast. And my girlfriend has done that. And it's like all of a sudden, where does the skin go? Well, it droops on your face. You notice it in your arms. You notice it in your legs, that the extra skin. You don't have that, I'll try to say the word again, elasticity. You know what I'm getting at? As when we're young, you can snap that shit back in. But as you get older, that shit don't snap. There's no snap, crackle, and pop. There's no snap. You just got the crackle and the pop. It's like when you're young, when you had that cereal, you got the snap, crackle, and pop. And all of a sudden, snap leaves. You know, snap says, fuck it. And you just got the crackle and the pop. And some of this shit, like you got the crepe. They call it the crepe skin. And it gets all wrinkly. And the only way that you can fix it is through surgery, liposuction, whatever. Whatever. But in the meantime, I mean, sure, you look great. You're losing the weight. And you look wonderful. And the dresses fit you nice. But sometimes that skin is just hanging there. You know what I'm talking about? You know? You remember the time that when you were a kid that you used to sit down a lot and then you sit on some kind of chair that had a pattern and you get up and it's like, oh, I got to stretch. And it's like that. And the pattern's still there. It's just skin. Here's the problem. There you go. Well, we're going to look into this. It says we can't bear our diet faces. Diet faces. They finally got the figures that they yearn for, meaning you guys finally got the weight that you wanted. But it's just one problem. It's taking an unexpected toll. Women are having problems with this. This woman, her name is Jo Laybourne. She's 44. She's from Chelmsford, Essex. I don't know what Essex is. Whatever. It says that since she has lost four, it says ST. I don't know what ST is. I'm going to say pounds or whatever. She's become conscious of the lines around her mouth. Women are finding their age shows more on their face when they lose weight. Celebrities like Fern Britton, never heard of that. Where is this from? England or something? Anyway, let's go on with the story. Oh, Courtney Cox. I know Courtney Cox. That experience is a problem. And they go with Catherine Deneuve. She's saying, when you get to a certain age, you have to choose between your face and your ass. And we know it's all true. Once you get past an age where your metabolism keeps the lumps and bumps, I read this, you can't possibly keep both your face and body in the same state of youthful perfection. The middle-aged woman who chooses to prioritize their face are easy to pick out in a crowd. Their bodies may bulge in the wrong place, but they have the inevitable visions of a 30-year-old with line-free foreheads, plump cheeks, and dewy skin, all of which draws attention away from their steadily sagging boobies and bodies. So you got to pick. There's a person named Anne-Marie here. She's 44. She's a healthcare assistant from Cheshire. Where is Cheshire? It has to be in England somewhere. She says that since losing a lot of weight over the past 10 months, she now looks in the mirror and doesn't recognize the woman she sees. There she is right there. She was, the before picture looks great. The after picture is like, there it is. You know what I mean? It's like son of Flubber. Here you go. It's like jello face. Here's another person. Her name is Nagella. She's 56. The curvy food writer and chef announced, and this, she's a chef. This is what she said. She announced in 2011 that she had no intention of losing weight, despite fluctuating between a size 12 and 16 because she feared it would add years to her face. She's wearing a size 12 and a 16, but she fears it would add years to her face if she loses weight. Women are going through this. She said, if I lost 40 pounds, roughly 3 stones, where is she from, 3 stones? Scotland or something? If I lost 40 pounds, roughly 3 stones, she said, I would age 10 years right away. Yeah. And the women have done just that, focusing on their body instead of their face. Know all too well what that means. This one lady says, my bum looked like a back of a car, a back end of a car. So what do you got to do? It occurs when women are over 40, lose weight, or embark on a strict, healthy eating plan. As the pounds drop off, the years start showing up on their faces. Wrinkles and crow's feet, that's where once plump, fat, by fat, appears out of nowhere. Their previously apple-like cheeks look hollow, and skin turns sallow, S-A-L-L-O-W, whatever that means. Rather than recapturing their youth, these women have finally achieved the figures of a much younger woman, end up looking several years older than they actually are. Scientists got involved in this, as the scientists have recognized that this phenomenon for some time in 2009, as a team of researchers found that losing as little as 10 pounds, or the equivalent of one dress size, can age an older woman by four years. So this is the metrics here. 10 pounds. If you lose 10 pounds, we're talking older women, I would say 44 and up. If you just lose 10 pounds or equivalent of one dress size, your face will show an older woman face by 4 years. So it's like dog years. You know how the dog has like 7 years? So a woman loses 10 pounds, so it's like dog years or pound years. 10 pounds equals 4 years. 20 pounds equals 8 years. 30 pounds equals 12 years. So you lose 20 pounds, you just lost 12 years. And if you're, well, what does 12 years mean? Well, if you're 45, 12 years means 55, 57. Now, let's say you're 57, 12 years is a lot. 57, 67, 70. So if you're like 55 or through 56 and you lose 10 pounds really quickly or 20 pounds really quickly, well, you're going to have a face of a 70-year-old woman if you're 55. Hey, that's a lot. That's a lot to think about. So what do? In women over 38, the study author said, a full face looks younger than a thin, gaunt one. Losing fat from the face gives the appearance of being unwell. With weight loss, many people develop a hollow area under the eyes and their skin becomes dehydrated and wrinkly, making them look old. A plump, arched face is a sign of youth, one that's concave and bony, looks far older. Ooh. Ooh, she's right. Look at this face. Yeah, you guys can't see it. Trust me. Oh, wow. Even celebrities aren't immune from developing diet face after losing weight. The gaunt, hollow cheek look has become commonplace among middle-aged A-list actresses, so much so that surgeons are fielding soaring numbers of requests for procedures that reverse its effect. It's a recent study of surgeons worldwide revealed a 50% rise in cheek plumping and fillers among 40 to 59-year-olds in a bid to restore your youthful complexion. Among some of the most high-profile sufferers are stars who extreme diet regimes have taken a heavy toll on their looks. In 20 years since she came to fame, Victoria Beckham, she's only 42, she has gone from chubby cheek Spice Girl to having jaunting cheekbones, circles under her eyes, and a permanently pinched expression. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, come on. They've seen a nice girl. They give you the worst picture. You know the worst picture. It looked like she was drunk and fell down on a cement and hit her head on a cement, and then he put that picture up saying, see how she looks? They give you the worst after picture. When in 2014 she appeared at an Academy Award ceremony in London, after appearing out of the spotlight, fans remarked that her face looked old, miserable, and too skinny. Wow. Madonna, pictured left in 2015. Shut up. Courtney Cox, let's go with her, in Hollywood, to get your bottom half to the right size, your face may be a little gaunt, admitted 51-year-old Cox. Now, again, who would want to do a 51-year-old cock? Yeah. And who works out four times a week to maintain her bikini body. Madonna is 57, a notorious fitness-obsessed conceited. Several years ago, I knew I had to choose between my face and my body. I always knew I had to choose the latter. But Fern Britton, 58, is possibly the most striking example of a diet face in public eye. Before the TV presenter had her, gastric band fitted in 2006, she was known as a bubbly face of the morning, whose youthful smile and sunny demeanor were more remarkable than her size 16 figure. Afterwards, when she dropped 5 stones, again, what's the stones thing? What is the stones thing? How do I know what the stones? 5 stones? I don't know what that is. But she became a slim size 12. Viewers said that she appeared to have aged dramatically with bags under her eyes, lines around her mouth, sagging jaws that had never been there before. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, you're talking old stuff here. Yeah. Since towards the end of 2014, I saw a hideous photograph of myself looking huge that spurred me on to start losing weight. I lost more than 4 st. These Britain people talk really funny. In 7 months, by eating healthier, exercising, and now I'm a size 8, and you look like a ugh. You know, you can't lose ugly. You just can't lose. You know, yeah. Anyway, there you go. So what is the solution? I mean, we're hearing a lot of people complain about this, and I can go on and on with other stories and other stories. What is the solution? It is true, though. You got to be careful the diet you want. I think if you lose weight really quick and you're over the age of, I would go 42, 43, you're going to lose some body fat. Oh, it is from the UK, no wonder. They're going to be stinky. It's going to be, you're going to get some wrinkles in your skin. We saw The Biggest Loser. I mean, remember, did they really win at the end? They felt like they were people that was just sinking in their own skin, and you got all the wrinkles and everything. But see, with The Biggest Loser, if you win, they take you to the, they don't tell you this, but they take you to the physical, the doctor. Cosmetic doctor or whatever, and they suck that out. That's what they do. They look great. So the moral of the story, try to lose the weight slowly. Try to lose it the natural way. Work out during while you're losing weight. And if it gets to a part where you have crepey skin or creepy skin or old age skin, you know, save a little money. And same thing, like if you're going to lose weight, get your body sucked. Suck it out. Part of it. You look great. There's nothing wrong with a little suckle or suction and plastic surgery. I'm seeing the time. We're almost done. This Virtuity, I want to play you this commercial because this is really bothering me. The claiming that your eyes, you put these drops in your eyes and it clears up your eyes. And if there, you'll hear the commercial play for you. It's healthy. And I think there's a beautiful lady came in the studio. Is this the Miss Gorgeous Laverne 912? Is this Laverne? Hello.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm trying to hang in there and doing a little show here. Just trying to hang in there, trying to keep everybody entertained.
You doing your job, sweetie. Keep doing what you're doing.
I'm trying. I am trying. I had King in the studio today, and I was trying to make a bridge. But
I heard him.
I tried to make a bridge. You know what I mean?
I know. And I will speak with you about that later.
Uh-oh. Okay. I can't do anything right.
No, it's not about you.
Oh, I know, baby. I know. I'm just trying to make a bridge. That's all. I'm glad you're here. And I had such a wonderful time with you and Melissa. And I had fun with you on the show. And I had fun with you after the show. You and Melissa were graceful enough that we talked on the phone after the show. And I had a lot of fun with you guys. You guys made my Friday night. You really did.
Yes, we did.
I'm going to talk. Have you seen that new commercial, Laverne? It's called V-U-I-T-Y, Beautity. We have it playing here. And it's a commercial about, I'm going to play when we get back. It's this new eye drops. I don't know if you heard about it. It's these eye drops can make you see clear without your glasses.
Oh,
have
that
you
should
seen
be
it?
Interesting. No, I
yeah.
haven't.
I want to set it up. I'm going to take a quick – I don't know how much time I even have on here anymore. I had a fight with Blog Talk over the weekend. It seemed like I always do. It's like these bastards. I'm going to play the commercial when I get back. We're going to talk about it. So here's what they claim. They claim that you don't need your glasses anymore. These are eye drops. You just put a couple of drops in your eyes, and your eyes are going to be clear, just like if you were wearing glasses. You don't even need glasses anymore. That's what it is. So Big Pharma found a new way to get your money. Now we're going to mess with your eyes.
This should be interesting. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, because you're going to either be pissed off or saying, are you freaking kidding me? It's a real commercial. I'm going to have a drink of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to take 2 minutes, and I doubt if the song is going to end when I come back. Let me see. I'm going to play something good for you. Here you go. I'm going to play this song for you because this is what I think.
Okay,
here
thank
you go. You're welcome. I'm going to play this for you, and I should be right back. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. You're here with Brian Hammer Jackson and one of the prettiest, and I'm going to kiss your ass for a while. And I love her to death, Laverne. I'm not going to have to kiss Laverne's ass anymore. I can't kiss her ass anymore. I can't. She laughs through it. She goes, stop it. You know, she laughs through the compliment. But she's one of the original beautiful morning crew. You can talk to her and say, hey, 319-527-6099. We'll be right back with the story about these eye drops. They claim can make you see better than your old glasses. We'll be right back. This song dedicating to Miss Laverne. We'll be right back.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wild. You come to me, give me everything.
Yeah, there you go. Laverne is the best. She is the best. She's there for you. She's there for me, and she's there for a lot of people that she cares about. And she's like the Dalai Lama without the llama. It's like, hello, Dolly. I mean, spread goodwill and positive stuff. And we're not used to things like that in this world anymore because people just want to capitalize on mean and activity and stuff. Not Laverne. She kills it with kindness. She kills it with love. The more you get angry, the more she loves you, and she hugs you. She hugs that hate out of you. She should have been hugging OJ. Come here, OJ. Come here, Bill. Hug the hate out of you. Here's that commercial. Here's that commercial. Now, this is a commercial for, I think it's for Rudity again. Listen to this commercial. Let's see. I'm playing it on YouTube. And when I heard this commercial, I'm going, are you serious? Here it is. Here's the commercial.
Beauty. The first and only FDA-approved eye drop that improves age-related blurry near vision.
Wait, what? It sounded like you just said an eye drop that may help you see up close.
I did. It's an innovative way.
So wait, I don't always have to wear reading glasses?
Yeah. Beauty helps you see up close.
So I can see up close with just my eyes?
Uh-huh. With one drop in each eye once daily. In focus? Yep. Like, really? Really. Beauty is a prescription eye drop to help you see up close.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
See for yourself. Use Beauty with caution in night driving and hazardous activities in poor light. Also, if your vision is not clear, do not drive or use...
Listen very careful to the side effects. Here we come.
Also, if your vision is not clear, do not drive or use machinery. Contact your doctor immediately if you have sudden vision loss. Most common side effects are headache and eye redness. Ask your eye doctor about Beauty and see for yourself. Learn how to sign up and save at mybeautypoints.com.
There you go. That's the ad. That's the ad. Now, what they didn't tell you, what do you think of that, Laverne? What do you think of that ad? I mean, run out there and get those eyes.
Yeah, I'm not going to run out there and do that. No, I can, if I want to see close, I can go to the Dollar Tree and get a dollar pair of glasses.
Right. But they're telling you, you don't have. Right, but they're telling you that you don't have to. You can just put that stuff in your eye that's made from the pharmacist. I mean, what can happen, right? I mean, it's just been approved, but they're not telling you one thing. And if you listen to the commercial, it sounds wonderful, and then the only side effect is red eye and maybe a blurred vision. But they're not telling you everything. And this what got to me. It's actually called it's a condition. It's a condition, and it's called, oh, I can't even pronounce it. Who cares what it's called? No, I have to say what it's called because you don't know what I'm talking about. Just because I can't pronounce it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Who cares? Y'all don't need to know everything. Mind your business. But there's a condition called presbyopia. P-R-E-S-B-Y-O. I'm going to pronounce it right. I got to get it right. See, they're not telling you this eye drop is for people with those conditions. They did not even mention that. I'm going to pronounce it right. Let me see here. Okay, let me see. Here we go.
Presbyopia.
Yeah, I had it right. Look at me. So it's a condition. And what presbyopia means, it's very common, more than 3 million cases per year. It's treatable by a medical profession. It often requires a lab test or imaging. It's common for people over the age of 50. It's a condition. And this is what this eye drop is for, but they don't mention it in the ad one bit. Not everybody over 45 has presbyopia, but this is what this eye drop is for. But they don't say that in the ad, so everybody's just going out there and buying this shit and damaging their eyes. But can you reverse presbyopia naturally? And here's the thing, because this is what Laverne is all about. You do it organically. You do it naturally. You don't be running out and going to your pharmacist and getting that chemicals and shit? Naturally. All right. So we're talking about presbyopia. This is why they invented that eye drop. And I'm going to tell you what it is. And these are seven natural ways to improve your eye health. According to the American Optometric Association, nutrients from food or supplements can help preserve your vision. Antioxidants. There's a lot of medical stuff that you guys don't need. If I can't understand it, I'm not going to say it. But anyway, there's vitamin C.
Is it antioxidant or anti-antioxidant?
Antioxidant. A-N-T-I. Antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
Lutein. Vitamin C. These are all natural stuff that can help you improve your sight. As well as essential fatty acids. They have been identified as eye-friendly nutrients that can help you reduce the risk of certain eye problems. Why do you need to know about presbyopia? And it says, what this can do, if you have it, here are some of the symptoms. Blurry visions. If you have blurry vision for objects with arm length, you know, you hold something at arm length, and if your vision is blurry, that object is very blurry, you may have presbyopia. Squinting. You ever see those people when they squint at you? I just thought they were pissed off at me. I just look at them and go, hey, how you doing? Then they start squinting and going, damn, they want to hurt me. That's weird. Damn, they're angry. If you find out you're squinting at people, you may have presbyopia. Eye fatigue. Your eyes get tired. You're rubbing your eyes so much. I mean, you're reading a chapter in a book and your eyes get tired. Or maybe you're looking at TV and you fall asleep. You may have presbyopia. Headaches. People say migraines. You know, the headaches that you have because you're looking at something too much? You may have that. Trouble reading. Having enlarged text or Zoom. I have that. You have on Facebook. When they look at my computer, it's like magnifying glass and words are like woof all over the screen. I have like a 19-inch screen and the is written all across it going, damn, it's a little zoomy, isn't it? No, I can read the. So if you have, if you can even look on your computer and see what size text you're actually looking at. Mine is normal. You can even do that. You know how to do that. Go to your settings
and
text size.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You can zoom in and zoom out and what fits your eyes the best. Eye strain or blur when digital devices, placing reading material at arm's length. These are little signs that you may have presbyopia. Now, what is it caused by? It's a condition caused by a natural aging process of your eyes during which all individual begins to lose our ability to focus. It's natural. Some people lose the focus on nearby objects. Some people, you know, they have around 40 become the hard set. It's just natural. Your eyes get tired. It says it's tired. You've been using this shit. Tired. But anyway, reason I'm saying it, because that's what this medicine is supposed to be about, is presbyopia. It's supposed to help that, and that's what normal with age. But is it dangerous? You got side effects to it. Loss of eyesight, for one. Blurry vision. Your eyes become red. Are you willing to risk your retina and your eyesight for this? That's all I'm about to say. It's just like, be careful. Listen to it. And here we go again. Listen to the side effects before you use this.
Headache and eye redness. Ask your eye doctor. Machinery. Contact your doctor immediately. If your vision is not clear, do not drive or use machinery.
Is your vision not clear after you? What do you mean my vision not clear? You mean I'm using these drops and my vision is not clear? Oh, don't worry. Contact your doctor. I don't know. Here we go.
Also, if your vision is not clear, do not drive or use machinery. Contact.
Yeah, if your vision is not clear, if you can't see, please do not get in your car and drive to the doctor. Don't be going to the store. Are you crazy? I mean, why do you need to even be said, if I can't see, I'm sure not going to get in my car. Don't be driving. What an idiot. What kind of idiot people are using this?
Clear, do not drive or use machinery. Contact your doctor immediately if you have sudden vision loss. Most common...
Vision loss? Vision loss? I don't know if I want to take the gamble. Laverne, do you want to take the gamble? Vision loss? Do you want to
take
the
vision? No.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell this story. This is a personal story. Laverne, I can only tell you because you're like a priest. You'll forgive me for what I do. You'll laugh at it first, but then you'll later forgive me. So, you know, I'm at the age, right? You know, I had a little tension. And so I go to my doc. This is all a true story. I go, hey, doc, you know, I had a little tension, you know. He goes, I don't say anything else, Brian. I know exactly what you mean. I go, you do? He goes, yeah, go pick up the, go. This is all true, by the way. Go to the pharmacist, and I already sent in the prescription. I go, prescription, okay. And Cindy goes, well, what's going on? I don't know. The doctor got a surprise for me. I don't want to send me to the pharmacist. He goes, why are you sending me fine? I have no idea. It's like a surprise. Okay. So I found out it was Viagra. This is all true. But it wasn't the real Viagra. It was kind of like a knockoff Viagra called Ragra. Never heard of the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting there. I'm getting there. And this is from my doctor, right? And I go, okay. And then the lady goes, she's talking to me. And I went to the, I don't know if you guys had CVS. I have a CVS here. I don't know if you guys know what that is. It's like a Walgreens or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. She's talking to me. I didn't know what the surprise was. I go, here, I'm here to pick a prescription, Brian. Oh, here it is, sir. And then, you know, people behind me, I didn't know what it was. I go, oh, it's a gift, you know. Then she goes, sir, I want you to have a consultation. If you go to CVS, there's a little counter there. If you first receive your medication, you go to the next counter, and there's usually a pharmacist right there to explain your medication. They explain it.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, would you mind stepping to the counter? I go, oh, shit, there must be some shit. You know, I'm thinking it's a surprise, not my birthday or anything. I'm getting drugs. I swear to God. It's like, you know, Mr. Jackson, yeah, that's me. You know, do you know how to, have you ever taken these before? And I don't even know what it is. Well, they're like Viagra. I go, Viagra. But they're not really Viagra. There's like a knockoff of Viagra. I go, see, I had this stuttering thing when I was a kid. It only comes back when I'm really nervous or when I see people pointing at me and laughing at me and snickering behind my back because they figure that my penis is not up to date. You know, it's not. So she's up there telling me, have you ever taken this before? I go, no, I haven't taken this one. I go, well, what the hell, you know? I could take this now. I'm going to go. I know how it works. I just pop it in my mouth and wait for, you know, things happen. She goes, no. Then she started talking to me about exploding penises. I swear to God, I'm not joking. She goes, well, you know, this is supposed to help your blood. You only take 3 tablets before you do it, and then, or you take a tablet before an hour before you have intimacy. I go, how do I know if I'm going to have sex in an hour? I mean, how do I know this? I mean, I might take it, and then, you know, in an hour, she goes, you know what, I don't feel good, or I'm going to go to sleep. You know, this is all projection. Anyway, I'm not arguing with this with the penis lady because she's saying it out loud, and people are giggling. And so I go, okay, I want to go now. I want to go. Well, no, I got to tell you the side effects. She goes, if you remain, if you have a heart, if you're hard for more than 4 hours, you better go to the doctor. And I'm a smartass, right? This is all true. I go, 4 hours, right? So what happens after 4 hours? Let's say 4 hours and 1 minute. You know, I'm being a smartass. She goes, well, your penis will explode. I go, my what? She actually said this, straight face. If you don't get to the doctor in 4 hours, all that blood is backed up in there. They would have to get a coat, it's not a coat hanger. They have to get a thing, push it right through the pee hole of the penis and open up the blood. I go, are you kidding me? She goes, no. If you have an erection for more than 4 hours and you don't make it to the hospital, your balls are going to explode. Your dick is going to explode. And then we had to put a metal thing inside there to get the blood flowing. And so you can, I go, oh my God. I go, are you serious? She goes, yes. I go, okay. Is that an extreme thing? She goes, well, yes, but it can happen. I go, okay. What else? Well, you might get dizzy. You might get constipated. Your nose is going to be running. You're going to get constipated. Your liver damage, this damage. It is just like nausea and everything. After you're done, I'm going, for 30 seconds, I got to go through all that? You know what I'm saying? I got to go through that?
Mm-hmm.
I go, hell no, I'm not going to take. And then she has to know, well, good night. Have a good night. I go, no, hell, I took this shit. Hell no, am I going to take that? Why would I take that? Why would I take that and have constipation? Can you imagine you're having an intimacy with somebody and they're constipated, their nose is dripping, their eyes is all red and everything. You look like some kind of werewolf. And it's gross. Why would I do that? So it's
well,
the same
why?
Thing with...
Yeah. Well, when, if you said, why would you do that? If you have a good imagination, you could work your way through that one.
Well, I have a
if
great imagination.
Looking like a cyclops, if she's looking like
right.
a fat, if you were looking like a cyclops, then, you know, then, and if you want to see, really be with that person, use your imagination, make them look like Don Juan.
Right. My imagination could only go so far. It's like I can use my imagination. Yeah, you know, I'm Don Juan, and she looked at it like Don what? Where did it go? It wandered somewhere. You're Don Wander. But my imagination said I am. You know, I don't share what you see in your imagination. We're in the I'm dealing with reality. You're Don Wonder.
It's
like
isn't that you yeah. that uses your imagination? It's your partner that has to use
oh,
their imagination.
Oh, they have to use the imagination. Okay, imagine
yeah.
that it's fully erect.
Yeah.
You know, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, and we have to adjust to that. But I don't know if she can wonder if I'm Don Juan and she's looking at, she goes down and she goes, well, you know, I guess my imagination is a lot better than reality. I say, yeah, I'll, you know, pretend I'm the greatest lover of all time. Wow.
But
the
Brian,
bottom line.
When have doctors left it to the pharmacy to tell you about the prescription that the doctor prescribed to you? Why come the doctor don't tell you that?
Right. You know, that's what I got pissed off. I thought, you know, the doctor will bring me in. We have a consultation. I can ask some questions. And it's like, he didn't even want to deal with it. He didn't even wait to what I was saying. I said, I may have a – right. He goes, don't worry. I know right away. He went in, you know, he went to – I didn't even know where I was getting. And the prescription was just waiting for me at CVS. I thought it was a surprise because he was sitting. He goes, what's there? I go, I have no idea. You know, I thought it was something about my blood pressure. You know, I had no idea what it was, and I was surprised. And then I thought, you know, well, maybe I can use that, you know, later on if I have problems. And then when they explained it to me, I'm going, this, you know, it's too much stuff. There's too much risk for this. You know, I'm going to have her use her imagination. You know, but, and I do the same thing with this fluidity. So they're advertising this on TV, saying that it's clearing up your vision. People are having a great time. You heard the commercial. They look wonderful. They're walking down the street. They're all happy. But it can cause loss of vision. You heard the commercial, loss of vision. Are you willing to lose your eyesight over this? Here it is, again.
Contact your doctor immediately if you have sudden vision loss. Most common side effects are headache and eye redness. Ask your eye doctor about Vuity and see for yourself. Learn how to sign up and save at MyVuityPoints.com.
Big Pharma again. I don't think I want to be experimented on. No. So, there you go.
And to your question, remember when you were saying that it didn't have a regular name,
right.
as Viagra had another name? But you know, a lot of medication now you can get generic, and it's supposed
right.
to, you know, have the same effect, but cheaper in cost.
I know, and you're right, because this is like his cousin or something, and this is like nitro shit. I didn't use it; I wasn't going to use it. But it's just funny how doctors just prescribe that shit. I didn't even ask for it. So it's just funny how you know, somebody's getting money in their bank. You know that. Hey, I got some samples here. What does this do? It's just samples. That's how they stuck you with the OxyContin, how they get you hooked. You know what I mean? I got some samples. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to, you know, maybe this is for kidney and everything. They found out that it can give you an erection. It's like, okay, let's market it as an erection drug and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it's all about money. I did not take it. I did not take it because my imagination, I did what you did. My imagination really was good, you know, and I'm not putting that in my body. So I'm saying that too. Let's see. I don't know if you're into Hollywood and everything, J-Lo and Ben. I don't think you even care about them, do you? You care about them folks?
No.
I don't. They got engaged again. Hollywood phony stuff. They got engaged. Just letting them know, she has a movie out called Marry Me. It's J-Lo. Okay, give me a review. I haven't done a movie review in a while. What do you think?
I wouldn't recommend it. I mean,
wow.
It's okay, but I wouldn't recommend it.
I hear you. It just looks like it's just one joke after the other. You can see it coming, right? It's not a movie that you can get. You can see it through the whole, you know what's going to happen. Well, there you go. All of a sudden, she did a movie, Marry Me, and then she got engaged to Ben, and they're showing off the green ring. And the Kardashians have a new show out, and I'm surprised it's on Channel 7 called The Kardashians, and they're talking about other shit. So if you're going to fall for – and you know what pisses me off? Rihanna singer, she just became a billionaire. She became a billionaire last weekend. Kardashians just became billionaires. The Kardashians became billionaires. And I have talent, and I'm still borrowing $1.25 for a bus. You ride the bus. Hey,
right,
Brian.
Right.
That would be $1.25. But what I need here, here's your transfer. That would be another 15 cents. I'm working my butt off, and these people are becoming billionaires. You know what I mean? It kind of... I mean, my God.
What is that telling the young people? What is that telling the younger women?
I'll tell you what. Did you hear my show? And it's what you just asked for. I don't know how long we have on the air. I think they're going to kick us off. But I did a show last week with women in their 50s. Did you hear the show, Laverne? Did you hear it?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
That was last week.
It was about this kid who's 22 years old. He's on TikTok, and he's marketing himself to these women who are in 50s. They're giving him like $20,000. They're sending money. There's a person. Remember you were telling me about these people on a YouTube that are making money just playing video games, and people are just giving them money for no reason?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
See, I would rather do that to get up there. Okay, so for instance, the story you told about the young man. Do anything like that. Not do anything like that, but to give my money away, or to model after somebody, I think it would be him instead of the Kardashians because, I mean, what have they done? Well, some of them have really, put work out there, but some of them haven't. They just got famous just being them.
I know. You told me about this stuff. I still don't understand, Laverne, that you go on YouTube and somebody's saying, well, I wish I had a TV, a better TV. So, and then people are just giving money. I don't understand.
Yeah.
And were they, what, this is a new thing. I still don't understand.
I don't understand it either, but Brian, the other night when I was on one of the YouTube channels, and I think the man was up there maybe for 2 hours or maybe a little longer. But he had one person in his room gave him $1,000.
For what? For
nothing, because first she gave him 500 cents. She supported him. And then, but see, these people on YouTube, they know how to get there. Those people in them rooms, especially those that has money, they know how to rile you up. Talking about some, the other channels are mad because You gave me $500. They mad. They mad. Let me show them how much I made in 2 hours. And then all she said was, let's make them madder and let's double that. And gave them another
$500.
Mm. I don't understand it, but they are doing it.
I know. I'm a radio personality. I'm afraid if I go on there, I end up giving them money, saying, you wasted my time and I'm going to sue you. Okay, here's $10. Don't tell nobody. You know, I wish I could. I can't feel good about myself. I did it. I'm a grown-ass man. I can't. Chris, who is Cindy's son, says, you know what? I would pay money to see you. Once in a while, I'll play video games, right? I'm acting a fool. He goes, I would pay good money to have you go on live and play these video games that these kids are playing, and you can't figure it out. It's funny, you know? I can understand the entertainment factor in that, but I'm seeing people saying, I wish I had a puppy that cost $2,000, and all of a sudden there's another person. It's not the person, but it's another person, like a manager or something, that's saying, okay, we got – that they're saying, well, so-and-so gave you a PayPal and thank you for – is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. They do super chats. They get super chats, and then they got the PayPal, and then they got their Cash App and all, you know. And if you listen to this person and you just feel like giving, or they work on your heartstring without really asking, it happens.
You see that? That's what happened with this young man, where these women were giving him he wasn't even live to him. He did a quick little video. He was on TikTok, and there was somebody saying, oh, he wants a new house, or he wants to go here, or he wants there. And then you hear a voice saying, okay, you're going with PayPal. You're going with this. Thank you. He was live. I guess he was live on YouTube, because he was saying, thank you for this and thank you for that. And wow.
Yes,
you think if I go,
the person themselves don't have to do anything, taste it or anything. It's just once you get supporters that like you, they support you. That's simple as that.
What if I go on YouTube and just stare at people, not say a word? Maybe it would be a little creepy, but maybe they'll just send me money so I won't hurt them. It's like, send this money, don't hurt me. Wow. I had to do that as an experiment. It would be so embarrassing if I don't get anything. You know, we'd be looking at me for 2 hours.
You know what? I would bet money that wouldn't happen. And I think you just like, even you can get up there, like you said, and read a book. Read from a book. And in between the book, you know, say your little joke, say something funny in between your storyline. I'm guilty.
You think I should, you know what
it's
I should do, Laverne?
Women.
You think so? Okay, I'm going to get a stool, and I'm going to get into, like, a smoking jacket and a pipe. You know, good evening. I will now read you a book and a story.
I have seen them do that. And their face won't even show. They just put a book that some people was interested in and was reading from it, and they had viewers there at night.
You know what I would do? You know my sense of humor. I'll get all sophisticated and read the book about the tar baby and Brer Rabbit. They go, this is that guy's reading Brer Rabbit.
No, we don't want to do that one. We don't want to do that one.
But the tar baby said, hey, it's like, hey, Laverne, how come they're not giving me any money? They're giving me death threats.
Exactly.
I'll kill you, nigga.
Exactly. You'd be talking, I had a lot of threats. I ain't get a damn, but a lot of threats.
We got a lot of threats. I'm getting rich with the white supremacist. Now that's a good boy. Let's give him some more money so he'll be on there. Wow.
Oh yeah, man. They would love that.
My sense of humor is just not going to work. I'm going to say goodbye in the show, but I do want to talk to my Laverne Vernie after the show, and I want to thank everybody I want to catch her before she gets too tired of talking to me. Thank you for listening to Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. Like I said, I've been promoting on my other platforms, which is TuneIn, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Apple Radio, I guess, iTunes. There's a lot of things that we're broadcasting live now. And I will have some interviews next week. You'd be surprised. I'm not going to tell you who they are because basically I don't have them. But I can lie to you. It's going to be really great when I do get them, whatever they are, whoever they are. But thank you for listening to Hammer. This is, again, Laverne, the Morning Crew Celebrity. And I want to thank Laverne for coming in. I got to thank King Webb for coming in. Thank all you guys for listening that I don't see, that I feel that you're there. And we'll see you guys tomorrow with new subjects and maybe an interview. Laverne, do you have a special song that you want to request while we leave, the last song at all?
I trust your judgment.
Okay. Well, I just want to say sometimes the temperature gets a little hot, and sometimes we say foolish things that hurt other people that we really care about out of anger, hurt. I know I have, and trying to be a better person, realizing how the people you hurt that you really care about, and it just doesn't set well. If you have hurt somebody, please apologize to them. If you made them mad, give them a hug, because life is, I'm telling you, life is short, man. And that's all I have to say. I'm trying to, you know, I, Laverne,
like
you and
King,
I like
King
this.
Play King Webb song. Play King Webb song.
Really? Oh, that's really nice of you. Okay. No. Really? Which one do you want? Which one do you, huh?
The one that what he said, I don't give a damn. If
you don't
want
give
to
a damn.
Me.
Okay. I'm going to say, look how nice you are. And then I said, uh-huh. Oh, that's so nice. Okay. The next song she requests is like, get back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll play King Webb song, I Don't Give a Damn, and that's from, let me see if I have that. I should have it in here. Okay. This is from King, was it Be Under H.I.? Sometimes I used to have this stuff right in front of me. Let me see, it's coming up close. Really? Okay, and here it is. K-I-N. Okay, King Webb, I Don't Give a Damn. All right, here we go. We're going to leave you with Laverne's request, I Don't Give a Damn by King Webb, who's also on our, who was just on here a little bit, and he's hearing this too. You're a nice person, Laverne. You're just special.
You
promoted a good friend. Love you, Laverne. I'm going to give you a call right after this. Everybody, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, sweetheart. King Webb,
mm-hmm.
I Don't Give a Damn. Good night, everybody.
Again, if any of you motherfuckers talk to me or not, okay. Now, why I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me? Y'all busters don't know, watch they shit this week. Now, why I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me? Got it, stay focused, just fans got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
Y'all fuck boys making no noise. You talk toys cause you call Tyler. Sometimes you get up on my hand up. I disregard you and that's enough. And it's rough. Your bluff on the cold shoulder. You really think that I care? I've been riding here solo. Still looking for the promo. And you know it's pyro. Technically, but technically my ethics be right aligned where it's supposed to be. Trying to get these groceries for the kids and the families to get off these. Only use my needs for the Lord who created me. And it isn't no beast. Got a statue so I'm at peace with my Velveeta. I don't need a real art. Security shame with Tina. Sit with a Nina. Or even a diva. I'm good in the skeezers. They're not sick. And to keep that BS away. Y'all trying to run pockets like TSA. Then look for the real way like I'm EA. Y'all fools ain't gonna play me like I'm EA. That's the NBA with the 2K. That's why I'm out like a suitcase. You don't wanna flip a win like a toupee. And I feel that bullet that will make souffle. And I might seem strange, but I don't throw shade. And I'll get what I owe someday. Just win another old world way. But just for today, this is what I'm gonna say.
Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. Y'all busters don't know why they shit. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. You gotta stay focused, just fam got it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. I'm setting these goals and damn it, I don't need it. Now I don't give a damn if y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me. If y'all don't fuck with me.
My back back there going kiss mad. There's no more drama with my dad. Long time and no see. Too bad, wanna bring my family together. I'm like, fuck it, whatever now. Thanks for turning your back on me. Make me shaking, thought my problems was baking. Bunch of fucking pretty with no revelation. Haters still hating with their low education. Screw what you heard, ain't salvation. Rich motherfuckers stay fucking up the nation. You ain't gotta fuck with Red, yo. Rappers talking shit, yeah, I know. Get my feeling on me, damn, bro. Last night we was sipping that wine, though. Got a problem with me, then step up. If not, don't waste your breath, bruh. You fuck the rep, not rep, man. Doing six dubs and doing the damn thing. Changing places, I need that space. Staying educated, hitting all bases. Till it's time to do what I feel for you. So fuck shit, y'all been left to school. Fuck against that.